It's Tuesday, March 29th, and welcome to our live broadcast called This and That. And I'm your host, Pastor David Ripley. That's right. This is where I get to offer my opinions on the news headlines of the day. This and That airs Tuesdays at 7 p.m. and is rebroadcast Thursdays at 7 p.m. Before we get into today's stories, let me state that the opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of Grace Christian Fellowship or Grace Christian Radio. The weather, I have to say, and again, I want to welcome our producer, Adam Sumbler.
Hello.
To the broadcast tonight. Let me begin by saying the weather has been outstanding.
Amazing.
I have to tell you that. It has been wonderful. Sunny skies, warm temperatures, and I have to ask you, Adam, should I get my summer tires on?
Well, you're not supposed to until the end of March, but...
the end of March, okay.
Okay,
so just a couple of more days left in March, and then I can put
Or is it the end of April? It's April 30th.
April
30th if you want to leave town.
If you want to leave town.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that puts me in a bit of a pickle then, because I was going to get it done in the next couple of weeks, but you're saying it has to happen... cannot happen till the end of April.
If you leave town. If you stay in Creston and Lister and Windle area, as long as you don't go over the passes or head to Cranbrook, you're okay. But
okay.
It's just in town, okay. Like just outside town.
Well, the weather for tomorrow, March the 30th, an 80% chance of showers and a high of 12.
Beautiful.
And my two sons are living in Toronto. I was watching the little bit of the soccer game. Because Canada was playing Jamaica, and if they won, they would make it to the World Cup. And when I was watching the game, I was looking at the temperature, -6 last Sunday in the Toronto area. I don't know what the wind chill was, but I saw flurries. Yes, snow, a little bit of snow on the ground. And I felt bad for Jonathan and Matthew. But here we are. 12 degrees Celsius, and I'm just so thankful that all the snow is gone. People are getting out in their gardens. They're preparing the soil for what may happen next. And that's, planting and so on.
Yep.
And so forth. So I think it's quite encouraging. Something new for our This and That program, and I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, if you have a Bible question, and we've received a few, but we're waiting just to receive a few more before we devote a portion of the program to answering some of these questions. But if you have a Bible question or a news story you'd like us to follow, please send your question or story request to CrestonChristianRadio@gmail.com. Let me say it again, CrestonChristianRadio@gmail.com. So I'm looking forward to some more questions coming in, or a news story that you'd like us to follow, I think would be great for those that are listening tonight, whether you're listening via the internet, through our live stream, or on your radio. We thank you for tuning in tonight. Well, let's move to the first story, and I'm sure everyone's talking about this. Did anyone watch the Oscars on Sunday night? Did anyone happen to watch the Oscars on Sunday night?
Not me, but I mean, I heard it was good.
Oh, yeah, I didn't watch it either, I didn't watch it, but I did watch something later on. A segment of Oscar night that some are calling a violent attack on one of the hosts. I mean, this is just an unbelievable story, folks, if you're listening by radio tonight. This is just an unbelievable story. I mean, I don't even know if anybody could draft this, come up with this. But it did happen. A violent attack on one of the hosts. Apparently, one of the top actors, Will Smith, got offended by what the host, Chris Rock, said about his wife and went on stage and assaulted the host. I seen it over and over and over again. I mean, he didn't punch him.
Nope, wasn't a punch.
But he slapped him pretty hard.
He slapped him good. And I mean, Chris Rock took it really well.
He did.
Yeah.
I was amazed that he didn't fall down. I mean, Will Smith is not a small guy, but he went back quite a ways with his hand and just let Chris Rock have it across the face. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of questions arising from this particular event that took place.
Yep.
First of all, security was not called.
Nope.
There was no security called. And the offender, Will Smith, went back to his seat and continued to curse the host from his seat.
Yep, he did.
You know, he really said some outlandish things to Chris Rock. And, you know, here's the interesting thing. Will Smith went on in that night to receive an Academy Award for Best Actor.
Yes, he did.
So he smacked Chris Rock, assaulted him, yep, went back to his seat,
yep,
and cursed him,
yep,
at him. And then as the program kept going, like the show must go on,
The
show must go on.
Yep.
And then he's invited up on the stage and he's given an Academy Award.
Yes, he was. Yep. He was.
And of course, in his acceptance speech, he brings God into it. I don't know if you heard that or not.
I didn't listen to his acceptance
speech. Yeah, his acceptance speech, he brings God into it. And the unbelievable things that he said, you know, we need to be more loving, you know, and you know, people are going to criticize us and we have to be willing to accept it and so on and so forth. I mean, you know, I can't even process all of what happened. I just can't process it, that someone could assault someone and then go on to win an Academy Award, applause, and so on and so forth.
Yep.
And it's like the show must go on, and here's somebody that just committed an assault. That if you and I, Adam, had done that, we would have been taken into custody, taken down to the police station, fingerprinted, and, you know, we'd end up with an assault charge of some kind.
To be fair, Chris Rock could have pressed charges.
He could have.
But he chose not to. And did you hear what instigated it from happening? Why he went up and did it?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, because Will Smith's wife,
yeah,
has a certain disease for which her hair has fallen out and so on and so forth. I understand. Yeah,
I'm not saying his actions were, like, I don't think his actions, what he did was correct. But, I mean, yeah, what Will Smith did is not correct. That's not the way that you deal with a situation like that.
No. No, I think the joke missed the spot. It was inappropriate. And I agree that, but you know, the funny thing is when the cameras zoomed in on Will Smith, he was laughing at the joke.
Yeah, I didn't see any of that. Yeah,
The camera zoomed in. He was laughing at the joke, but obviously his wife, I seen his wife, she was rolling her eyes. She wasn't impressed with the joke. But again, you know, are we encouraging people, you know, when something is said to us or said to someone that we love, that we just use violence to deal with it?
But I will say, like, the real hero of the moment is Chris Rock.
Absolutely.
Because, A, he took it, and you could, like, the little bits I listened to after, you could tell he was shocked and sort of like, I think he understood what he, like, the joke went wrong, and I'm sure him and Will Smith had a conversation at some point by now about it, you know, where, you know, not saying what Will Smith did is right. Like, don't get me wrong. Anyway, I'm not saying what he did was right. But what I'm saying is that I think Chris Rock stood the better ground at the end of it, where he was like, he just went, okay, I got to keep going. And he, you could see his reaction that the joke that he made, he's like, oh, I went too far. But still, Will Smith wasn't right doing what he's doing.
Absolutely. Tearful Will Smith reveals what Denzel Washington told him about the devil right after he slugged Chris Rock at the Oscars. And, you know, it's interesting that a lot of people went to comfort Will Smith after this episode took place, this assault took place. I wonder who went to Chris Rock to,
yeah, I'm not sure.
To comfort him, because in essence, he was the victim.
Yep.
And Will Smith was the one who assaulted him.
Yeah, it is a weird circumstance where, yeah, it's just a weird circumstance that Will Smith is the one who sort of, it's sort of almost getting brushed off. Like, I like your analogy, like if one of us would have done it, it wouldn't have turned out the same way.
Absolutely not. Right. Absolutely
even,
not.
Even if the person decided not to press charges, it wouldn't have turned out the same way.
Well, first of all, we would have been escorted out.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
You know, I mean, there's no way in the world anyone going up on stage, assaulting someone, would be allowed to remain in the building and be able to go up on stage and receive an award.
Yeah, no.
No, they would be ushered out. And so it's just kind of gives me the sense that there's a lot of strange things happening in Hollywood.
Yeah. I think what I'd like to see, and I don't know if this happened, I'd almost like to see before even like the Academy Awards makes a decision, because that's what I was reading today, that they're going to look into this matter more. I'd actually like to see Will Smith be like, what I did was wrong. Here's my award. I don't deserve it.
Absolutely.
Right? That would be a step in the right direction. A step where it's like, you're admitting what you did is wrong and you're sacrificing something because you know that this isn't you, because are you the best actor anymore because you're acting this way?
And here's the other question. I mean, he has a lot of movies in the works.
He does, yeah.
Right? I mean, he's a very popular actor.
Yeah.
What do you do with those movies? I mean, here's somebody that's acting, and this is what they did on live TV in front of 10 to 15 million people watching. I mean, it's just, it's so bizarre. It's beyond comprehension.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of questions we don't have answers to about it, right?
And, yeah.
You know, yeah, I know I'm justifying what he did, but yeah, it's something where, downside of being celebrities, we always ask, well, why did they do that? Why this? Why that? Right?
Yeah. And so, but the thing is, here's my question. Yeah. If anyone else had have done the same thing, not at an Academy Award, but just, you know, in any kind of live event taking place, if anyone else had have done that, it would be a totally different scenario.
Yeah.
A lot of people have been canceled.
Yeah, that's
have been
true.
Canceled from their jobs, from their careers for a lot less than that.
I mean, maybe it shows you the power of celebrities. Like somebody who is Will Smith, who has done more movies. I'm sure everybody in the world has seen a movie with Will Smith in it.
True.
And so maybe this is sort of an awakener to be like, is there a problem with Hollywood where we have a celebrity who assaulted somebody lively and then is handed a reward after?
Yes.
Right? Like, is there, like, goes back to your original question, is there something wrong with Hollywood?
I think there is.
Are we holding celebrities up to this high level that you can get so high that you can assault somebody and it's okay?
Yeah, yeah.
It's weird.
It's bizarre. Yeah. I mean, it's just bizarre. Mike Edmondson, pastor at New City Fellowship in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and author of the book The Power of Unearned Suffering, wrote, "We all just watched a physical assault play out right before our very eyes, and the person who did it was comforted as if he were the victim and talked about it as though it were an act of love. We have, and I'm going to say this word, denormalized violence as a response to feeling disrespected." Now that's coming from this pastor in Grand Rapids. Now, I have to say, Will Smith did apologize.
Yeah, he did.
He did apologize, and the essence of what he said, I'm not going to get into the full everything he said, but in essence, he said, I was out of line, and I was wrong. Was part of the statement. I'm not reading the full statement, but that's the major part of it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to go too far in this, but I know the article I was reading today was also showing that, like, the next day he was, like, out at, like, an after party or something for winning the reward, and he was all happy, joy. I don't know. Just a very strange and weird circumstance that a celebrity is held to that point where they can do something that is breaking a law.
Yep.
And publicly, where the world, you know, millions of people see it, and they can just walk off stage and sit back down.
Yeah, and like they say in Hollywood, and the show must go on.
Yeah, it's right? Just
I
weird.
Mean, it's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, changing gears, a family doctor has been barred from practicing in British Columbia amid allegations of an attempt to circumvent public health orders, according to the Provincial College of Physicians and Surgeons. Inquiry committee said in a public notification this week that Dr. Stephen Craig Malthouse is suspended from practicing medicine for the time being.
Wow.
Well, we're having Dr. Stephen Craig Malthouse here
next
at the
week.
Church
yep.
Next week on the 5th of April. At 7 p.m. right here at Grace Christian Fellowship. Yep. And I'm sure he's going to have a story to tell.
Absolutely.
With regard to this particular decision by the Provincial College of Physicians and Surgeons. I'm looking forward to hearing from him. I'm sure, as I said, he's going to have a rebuttal.
Yeah.
As to everything that's happened, not only to him, but other doctors, nurses, I mean, other healthcare professionals who have been let go, fired, so on and so forth. The story must be told. So I'm, again, looking forward to hearing from him.
Yeah, it's going to be a good show.
Yeah, it's going to be good. And let me just say to all the listeners out there, if you can't make it to Grace Christian Fellowship on Tuesday, April the 5th at 7 p.m., we will be broadcasting that event live,
yep.
And it will be recorded to play again during the week. So if you miss it for some reason, you'll be able to hear it again.
And we'll have it up on our website too.
And we'll have it up on our website.
You can go listen to it anytime. So.
Right. The Prime Minister's BC visit has been met with anti-mandate protesters. Well, you know, that's not a shock.
Did he go to Tofino again?
I'm not sure if he's gone to Tofino again. But in essence, the reason for the anti-mandate protests is the fact that the federal mandates remain unchanged.
That's the craziest thing of this whole thing, right? Like, the trucker convoy went to Parliament Hill to protest these mandates. All the provinces were like, okay, this is big. We need to take action and change the mandates. And provinces have been doing stuff, but the federal government's done nothing. Standing strong.
They're standing strong, Adam. That's correct. I mean, if you're unvaccinated, I hate to remind you of this, but you cannot get on a plane here in Canada. You can't fly internationally from Canada. You can't get on a train.
No.
And so, you know, you're kind of boxed in.
Yeah.
You can't cross the borders. And a lot of federal employees have lost their jobs.
Yep.
And at this point in time, they're not going to get them back.
Nope, not yet.
So I think that's why a lot of people are upset, and they have every right to protest. And, you know, it's just interesting that no matter where the Prime Minister goes, whether it's Britain, whether it's the EU, he gets castigated for the decisions that he's made, where many people feel it is definitely overreach.
Yeah, yeah.
So, again, no matter where he travels, whether it's in Canada, outside of Canada, he's getting flack for the decisions that he's making in regard to the pandemic. And I say, bring on these protests. I mean, the heat has got to rise where these federal mandates are dropped. Now, I heard before I even went live here tonight that there are doctors in Ontario that are saying that the province has entered a fourth wave.
I heard that too a couple weeks ago, that the fourth wave's coming.
Yeah, well, they say that they're in the fourth wave. It would be the
fifth?
The sixth wave has already hit the shores of Ontario. So, you know, it just seems to be, continuing on. But from what I can see from the Ontario Premier, he's not giving in at this point in time. Yeah. I mean, at some point, we have to just learn to live with it.
Yeah, I'm just scared what happens in September.
That's true.
It's almost like they're gearing up for it now, right?
Yep.
The sixth wave is here, but the seventh will be more deadly.
Yes, that's true.
So September roll around and we'll have, pick a Roman name and add Crom after it. And,
that's right.
And we'll have that wave.
That's right. Something like they do with hurricanes, right?
Exactly.
They always have a name and they start Yeah, right. U.S. regulators cleared second booster doses of COVID-19 vaccine from Moderna and the partnership of Pfizer and biotech SC for adults 50 and older, making millions more people eligible for the shots as concerns grow, and we've already talked about this, about a potential new wave of infections. So they've already begun, not just with one dose, two doses, a booster. Now they're going to add another booster in order to apparently to help people with this potential new wave of infections.
I still don't know how they're making boosters for something that isn't here yet.
That's true, you know. I never thought of it that way.
Right, like you sort of need the virus. Like, I guess they have the concept of the virus is it's just mutated a little bit, but it's not like the booster they're going to give me if I decide to take it or not, or give anybody, that's not the current strain that's out there. So what's it? It was like that with the flu shot, right? You go get the flu shot, and it was their best guess of what the flus were going to be this winter.
Right.
They didn't know exactly. It was like, this is what we think that's going to happen.
True.
So I don't know. It's just weird to me.
Well, you know, you mentioned the word flu. BC sees very minor flu season for second year in a row amid COVID-19 pandemic.
That's because everything's COVID.
Everything's COVID, yes. So it's very interesting that, you know, the flu has seemed to decrease and COVID-19 apparently has increased.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, changing subjects again, Minister Stephen Guilbeault today released the government's plan to dramatically curb greenhouse gas emissions over the next 8 years to meet ambitious 2030 reduction targets.
But I heard, that's interesting, because I heard that like the provinces were going to start building nuclear reactors or something like that. To help with power demand. That's interesting.
I don't know, but Environment Minister Stephen Guilbeault just released this plan, and it's a plan that leans heavily on deep cuts. Now listen to me, deep cuts in the electricity, oil, and gas, and transportation sectors. So, you know, we've already seen the price of gas skyrocket. And it's only going to get worse.
Yeah. Here it is. Yeah. What I was saying. So it's interesting that they're trying to go green. But the things they don't tell you is that Canada currently has a plan to expand its nuclear reactors by two more nuclear reactors in the next decades, the next 10 years. So it's like, it's great we're trying to get away from biofuels and stuff like that, but we're building more nuclear reactors to make up for it. I don't know.
I guess the point that I want to make on this program tonight is Canada is a relatively a drop, really, in the proverbial ocean.
Oh, compared to like China, India,
I mean, you know, we want to do what we can do. The government seems bent on on bringing in this carbon pricing, increasing it, trying to get people to buy electric cars and so on and so forth. We've got 37 million people living in Canada, and yet we have Russia, India, and China. What are they doing? I mean, that's where the majority of the population resides, right? When you think about India with over a billion people, China with over a billion people, Russia, a very large country. You know, what are they actually doing when it comes to the environment? I think, from what I understand, very little.
They're still burning that coal.
They're still burning that coal.
Because we're selling it to them.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. But I guess the idea is, you know, there seems to be so much.
All right, I got the number here. You ready?
Okay, go ahead.
What do you think Canada's percentile global emissions is?
You know what? I can't even make a guess. I would say like 5%.
1.6.
1.6%.
Of the total global emissions.
Okay, you know, say that again, Adam, because I think people need to understand that all of these sacrifices that we're making is in relation to...
1.6%. Exec says Canada's greenhouse gas emissions currently represents about 1.6% of global total.
I mean, you know what?
I knew it was crazy.
I mean, it's just unbelievable. The Prime Minister seems set on doing all these things, changing the very essence of the economy, and we're 1.6%. I mean, that's interesting that you brought that up tonight.
I'm trying to figure out what China is. That's what I'm looking
at. Yeah, well, yeah, China's probably a majority of the global emissions when you think about it.
Okay, I got it here. Ready?
Go ahead.
China is 25%. The United States is 12%. India is 7%. And then like other countries,
yep,
is 41%. Russia is 4%. So like when you look at it on a global scale, like China and other countries, which isn't United States, India, Russia, Indonesia, Brazil, Japan, Canada, those are all the other countries, the ones that aren't considered in there, is 41%. So Canada's like nothing compared.
Yeah, interesting. Well, you know, we talk about a lot of different subjects on this program, and one that we bring up often is abortion. And the governor of California has brought out some new policy that will allow for free abortions. That coverage will be available to those who choose to have an abortion. And this is a new bill that's coming out. The next bill will legalize killing babies born alive.
Wow.
So if a baby survives abortion, that baby can be killed. This is what we're reading. This has been brought out by CBN, the Christian Broadcasting Network. You know, it grieves my spirit to think about these little ones being destroyed, killed, murdered in the womb.
Wow.
And a lot of these governors are especially the Democratic governors, seem to be moving in that direction. And I pray that somehow this will be turned around, that lives will be spared. Well, as always on this program, we like to close with the Word of God. And I'd like to read some portions of Scripture from the book of Revelation, chapter 22. You know, with all these things happening, there's this cry that arises within the hearts of many Christians, and that is, Lord, come quickly. It doesn't seem to be getting better. It seems to be getting worse. More atrocities, more sin. And, you know, the cry of the heart of the believer is, come quickly, Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
So let me just read a few verses from Revelation chapter 22, beginning at verse 12. And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. But outside are dogs and sorcerers and sexually immoral and murderers and idolaters and whoever loves and practices a lie. The Lord says in verse 12, and behold, I come quickly. And you know, when we think about what's happening in Ukraine, when we think about the lives that are being snuffed out, civilians, soldiers on both sides,
yeah.
Russian soldiers, Ukrainian soldiers, lives being snuffed out. And every one of those lives, God loves.
Yes, he does.
And cares for. And we heard some news today that there's a possibility that this war could end. There is a possibility. Whether it will happen or not, we're praying about that. There's a lot of things happening around the world for which, as believers, we need to be praying about. We need to be asking God to show us, to direct us in this hour, that we would be in accordance with his divine will constantly. And Lord, I just pray tonight, Lord, as we look at all of these things that are happening, not only in our own country, but all the things that are happening around the world. And there's many things that are not being brought up by the news, murders and rapes and all kinds of things happening, people being oppressed. Father, we just pray, we cry out. As John cried out, Lord, come quickly. Come, Lord Jesus, we pray. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, this is Pastor David Ripley, believe it or not, signing off. Have a blessed evening.